Everglades Challenge Report from Oracle, from Gary Block and Chip, a.k.a. Lugnut, and John Reich, a.k.a. Crank. It's about 10:20 p.m. We are off Naples. We just passed Gordon Pass. The lights of the Marco condos are in sight. We've had a very eventful day. We left checkpoint one, Placida, around 7:30 this morning. We were taken, had light winds for about an hour, and then semi-light winds for an hour. Slowly picking up. When we got to Boca Grande Pass, suddenly the winds got very strong from the north-northeast, and they were fighting the tide coming in Boca Grande, and it kicked up a really short, nasty, steep sea, about 3-foot seas, and they were coming from the stern, rocking Oracle pretty good. We almost got broached, just about went over, but we managed not to. And we got to the other side, it was a little better. The reef in the sail, we picked up, and then we just screamed down on Island Sound, 5-6, a little bit better knots. And, but unfortunately, we got to the bottom of Pine Island Sound. We didn't get the game call. Pine Island Sound bobbing bake. Just red. The wind got very, usually blue, but it kind of got fluky. It would switch 20 to 30 degrees. It would go from 8 to 10 to 3 to 5, and it would switch 20 to 30 degrees in direction, and we just couldn't seem to get out to get to San Carlos Bay. But we finally, at 3 o'clock, got out the bridge, and we've been out on the Gulf ever since. Now making pretty good time towards Cape Romano, which we planned around, and it looks like we'll have a long and short path best to get to Indian Key Pass. We need to get there about daylight. We have to be tied with us when we beat into checkpoint 2. That's our plan for now.